This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Friday, September 13th. Well, the WASDE report looks a little bearish for corn traders on Thursday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
Well, it wasn't overly bullish, that's for sure. First off, let's talk numbers. We were expecting a yield of around 166.9, 167, we'll call it. We got a 168.2 from the government. So that's bigger, more corn, bigger production numbers as well. So if we got bigger production and more bushels per acre, that's going to be a black cloud or way heavy on the market here. But this type of thing is a great example for a young trader to learn about, because unless you get new sellers to come to the market, sometimes these things end up squeezing as people cannibalize themselves trying to get out. This is a great example of that.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 8.25 at 489. September corn was up 6.25 at 353.75. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 570 to 580. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were up 5, ranging from 533.5 to 543.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 5, ranging from 582.25 to 587.25. Live cattle for October was up 22.5 cents at 98.70. September feeder cattle were up 77.5 cents at 136.97.5. In September, Class 3 milk was up a penny at 18.30.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.